Welcome, everyone. Have a seat. I'd like to personally welcome you all here. How many of you are here, like, in Main Street Crossing for the first time? No, not you. Okay, y'all. And then, how many of you have been to Main Street Crossing for long enough that you can actually remember at Christmas time we used to have an upside-down Christmas tree right over there? You go, okay, so you guys do remember that. It freaks some people out. maybe that's why we don't have it anymore. I actually don't know why we don't have it anymore. But, you know, this season for us is, it represents a fulfillment of a hope that was there for a really long time. Of people that, you know, as the Israelites were crying out at that time, O come, Emmanuel, ransom captive Israel. There was a lamenting and a wanting of a fulfillment of the promises of newness, wholeness, being set free, not just from the exile that they were in at the time, but also being set free from all the stuff that enslaves us from the inside out. And it couldn't have come in a different way. I mean, as they are praying for this Christ child to come, they did not see it coming the way it came. And it was kind of the smallest way freedom and a new kingdom can enter into this world, in Bethlehem, in a barn. And yet there was a fulfillment there. And when we had the upside down tree over there, it was basically representing the upside down kingdom that Jesus came to bring. And whenever he showed up, he brought with him a new way of being, a new way of relating to God, a new way of thinking. Whenever he said, "You're blessed, blessed are the poor in spirit," people had never heard that before. And whenever he's representing this thing of, like, God's strength is perfected in our weakness, basically he's asking for surrender to a freedom that's going to be bigger than anything we've ever known. You know, one of the things, I'm sure we all have our Christmas traditions. Are any of you doing your normal tradition this year? How many of you have had a tradition that's lasted, like, for more than 20 years that you still do every year? A few of you? Okay. David, what's y'all's? Christmas pajamas? You know, we've had all these different ones through the years. And, you know, I had remembered this story. And I mentioned this the other night about the story that was called A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. And I really wondered why we associated that with Christmas. And it's, you know, it's basically about King Arthur who is wanting to understand what life is like for the common people. And so he disguises himself as a common person, not as the king of the kingdom. And he lives life the way everyone lives life because he wants to experience it that way. And yet, the story to me, obviously now years later, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, in a way that's great, but it's such a bigger thing because Jesus not only came to this earth to experience our life, he came that we might experience his life. And it's so much bigger. I mean, it's one thing for him to humble himself, take on the form of a servant in order to come into our world, but he's really coming to invite us into his world. And it's wonderful and amazing to have the kind of God that would take part in our suffering, but it's even that much more amazing to have a God that actually wants to relieve our suffering. And that's what this really represents. I hope that tonight we can not only realize the holiness and the reverence that this time represents, but that we can also truly enjoy ourselves, enjoy what it means to be with family, enjoy what it means to be with community. And if there's someone you haven't met here that you don't know, introduce yourself. And let's have a good time. Thank you.